Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome everybody to the show. This is World of Ink Network, and I am your host, Candy O'Donnell, and I just wanted to introduce myself because this is my first show on here. I won't have a show in December, but I will be doing them the first Saturday of every month after that, unless, of course, I decide to take a break, and everybody knows that can happen too. I feel very honored and happy to have a few authors on today. Excuse me, I have Piper Kaye. She is an extraordinary author. I have actually been reading her Passion series. Quite addicted, I must say. Ooh la la. I wanted to also remind people that this is definitely a show that is for 18 plus. Parents, please be aware. Piper Kaye is also in the same publishing house as me, Crushing Hearts and Black Butterfly Publishing. We have four now, under one roof. And then we have Kindle Alexander. I've been speaking with her through email and a little bit before the show These ladies are quite impressive, so I'm going to bring them on and have them introduce themselves one at a time. If we could maybe start with Kindle. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and your books and all that good stuff.
Hi, I am Kindle.
Hello, Kindle. How are you?
How are you? Well, I'm nervous as I am. That's really the truth. We were looking at each other, deciding who was going to go first and who was going to be the first one to speak.
Yeah, do you think you could, it sounds like you have the radio up a little bit too high, so you can maybe turn it down a little bit. That happens. It happens to me all the time. I hear my voice.
I hear background stuff.
Yeah, that's what I hear, too.
Okay.
I hear the background.
She's going to have to call in. Because we had it on the speakerphone, so we could both hear. I'll go ahead and introduce myself. I'm usually Kindle 1, but she was going to be Kindle 1 today, and I was going to be Kindle 2.0. But I'm Kindle 1, and let me see. We've been doing this for about 5 years. She had to go outside it. The noise is horrible on here.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback. I wonder, do you still have it on speakerphone?
No, I took it off of speakerphone. But we have great phones. Apparently we have the best phones ever, because this is incredible that I'm out in my yard. Oh, my gosh, because I'm picking up all of your signal in there.
It happens.
I do that with my laptop.
So when my husband says that he can't hear me, he's clearly lying, because he can hear me from across the neighborhood, I think.
Oh, my goodness, that's funny.
Okay, so is it better or not?
I can still hear the feedback.
I hear it too, and it is totally quiet in here. Yeah, it's totally quiet on that too, but I'm giving it. So what do we do?
Well, we might just have to deal with it.
Right.
Okay.
That's okay.
Let me just say, I'm just going to end this call and go back in, and we can just talk to my phone.
Oh, okay. Hey, Piper, while she's trying to... Boy, I wonder if that's me.
Yeah, I hear it with you, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, because I know that Blog Talk Radio has these issues with the line here and there. They've had so many issues lately. I actually received an email from one of the owners of this radio show telling me that they're working, you know, at finding a resolution to the problems they've been having. So maybe I'll be quiet and I will let you
call back in if it would help again.
Very, very strange. Well, Piper, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Something about myself. Right now I'm very nervous, and I was glad to hear Kindle say that. Because I PM'd her online and asked her, and she wouldn't answer me. I was like, oh, my God, it must be to me. You know, now I'm about actually 4 hours from her. I live in a little dink town called Spring. I love it here. I've never left, you know. I mean, that's where I grew up. And, I've only been doing this. Well, I just passed my 2-year mark. So, you know, I'm still a baby at this, and just trying to you know, try. I mean, I learn something every day with it, and you know, I mean, I enjoy what I write. You know, I mean, for me, it's fulfilling. You know, and it's I don't want to say taboo, you know, but
it's
you know, I mean, people, you know, they don't like. Some people, you know, still aren't okay with the genre, you know, but, you know, they'll come around. We just got to work on them a little bit.
I couldn't agree more.
I have children, and, you know, they're my support, you know. I mean, they're like, yeah, go mom, you know. So, I mean, they're like, all for me and stuff, you know, but then I have other family members that have disowned me behind it, you know, which is, you know, their loss, you know, because I'm a pretty nice person, you know, so I'm just kidding. Not about being a nice person, that I am. You know what I mean. But I've always been doing it, you know. I have about 10 stories out right now. And hello?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You've come a long way, because I got to tell you, I'm starting to see your passion series all over the internet. So you're doing something right.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing, because I have the final book of that coming out in December.
Oh,
so,
yay!
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
We can.
Piper, are you doing your dishes while you're talking?
Am I doing my dishes? No. I'm nervously clicking the barrette. Is that what you're talking about, that noise?
It sounds like you're doing manual labor back there.
I'm a multitasker here, you know.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
There in Spring, Texas, do you know Trevor Adams?
No.
Well, you have disappointed us beyond belief. He's our neighbor.
Oh, you mean my neighbor. My neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about your cover model?
He's our cover model for Double Soul.
Oh, yeah. No, I peek in his window, you know, every night. You know, I'm sorry. I don't stalk him. I mean, but he's next door. It's convenient.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I wish I knew him. I mean, it's a small town. You know, you should probably give me the address, and I'll go over and introduce myself, and then I will know him. You know, and then I can still go peek in those windows every night.
That'd be great.
Hey, so why don't you introduce to let folks know about your works?
We are Kendall and Xander, and we're a writing team of two people. We're friends, and we write gay fiction, and that gay fiction is romance-based in the male-male romance genre. We have about 6 books out, and they've done pretty well, I think.
Yeah, they have.
Awesome. Now, what got both of you, well, the three of you, into writing this type of fiction? Because I love it. I gotta tell you, I eat it up like, wow, it's amazing. So let folks know how you got into it.
I was scared.
Well, for us, we got into it. Just like what you just said, we read it, and it was shockingly good, and it was shockingly fun, and it just kind of consumed you. And it was right before the e-readers were starting, and we couldn't find a lot of it. So we ended up doing fan fiction.
Role-playing
on Facebook and writing fan fiction. And just immersing ourselves in the world because, you know, we couldn't find a lot of it back then. And then... Yeah, did you hear her?
No.
I didn't.
We started off with J.R. Ward and got we read the Black Dagger Brotherhood, and we started writing fan fiction from there. And it just, you know, evolved. Thank God for e-readers, because they're the, in my opinion, they're the true reason the genre has taken off like it has. It's, you know, there's thousands and thousands of writers like us out there.
Oh, I agree.
That's how we got it. Just like you just read it once and was shocked that it was good. Who would have thought? Who would have thought you would have liked that so much?
Read anything?
Yeah. Yeah, my partner doesn't read anything but male-male romance anymore.
Wow. You know, the part I like about, like I said, Piper was the one who kind of introduced me to the genre. And just reading her books, I was shocked. And I'm like, man, this stuff is really, really good, hot, sexy. And the part I like is the descriptions. And I would love to read some of yours, too, Kendall. And it is surprisingly good. It's amazing. You know, it's funny because a lot of the romance that I've been reading, you know, that is just, you know, female and male, I have one word for it. Boring. I like the male on male.
Well, they have issues. You know, the male on male, they go through so much to be together for love. And, you know, that's what does it for me, you know. I mean, they just go through so much to finally get there, you know. I mean, because the things they have to go through are horrible.
Right. Yeah.
But that's why I like it.
But, you know, the thing with the male-male romance that I see is that there are some really strong natural issues that they have to go through to be together. And in female romances, you have to manufacture that. You know, it has to be head issues or something along those lines, class structure, something like that. But in male-male romance, there's just a plethora of things these men deal with to get together, and that just seems to make it that much more intriguing to get them to finally be able to kiss, because I like for them to kiss.
Right.
I think just getting over that little hump, so to speak, that eats up chapters. I mean, they have to get over their own little issues and all this different stuff, and I love that. I just think it's amazing.
Well, I mean, you have to realize that, you know, they're having to relearn everything they've ever been taught. You know, I mean, you know, what's acceptable, what's not. And then all of a sudden, they, you know, they get these feelings, they find out, you know, they understand that they're gay. Then they have to try to figure out how to explain that to somebody else, you know, and deal with the problems that come with it. And they're, you know, so they have, like, they're, like, pulling triple duty on all these things, emotions and these feelings and stuff that they're going through, because now they have to relearn, you know, they have to relearn everything they've been taught since they were born. You know, boys don't cry, boys don't do this, boys don't do that. And it's just insane, you know, it's just crazy. Don't give me on a chance, I'll go wild.
You know, it is true. There are so many. Now, what kind of twists do both of you like to throw into your story for the author or for the reader?
Well, we always like some sort of twist, and we like for people not to be able to figure it out. We like for it to be a surprise. But, you know, like Piper just indicated, the twist can be just the story can be so complicated because it's hard for them to be told. So the twist can be easy to hide in there because you think you're dealing with the story as it is. And then you can take a right turn or a left turn, and nobody ever sees it coming because the angst is just there from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
At least me. Do you think that same thing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard not to, you know. I mean, because, like I said, they play all these, you know, or my characters do, they play all these self-doubts about themselves, about, you know, their manlyhood, their this, their that, and they, you know, they fight it because, you know, that's not what's accepted, you know, for the most part, you know, so they have to fight with that, but then they, you know, then they know how they're feeling in their heart and in their head, you know, that everybody else was wrong. They're okay. They're okay, but, you know, they feel like they have to prove it. And, you know, it's a hard thing. That's a hard, I mean, you can look on the news, you can look at anywhere, you know, and it's a constant battle. And to me, that makes it that much more powerful.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what does it for me, you know.
Hot when they kiss.
Oh, God, yes, it is.
Yeah, it draws you in. Because you want to know more. Okay, what else are they going to do?
Right.
I know.
You know, where's it going to go?
Every bit
of pain. Going. It's just working them up there. You know? Working them to it. But, you know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Hey, where do you two get your ideas from?
I dream mine. I mean, they come in dreams, and that's the truth. You know, I mean, I got into this genre. I was dared by somebody to write it, and or to give it
a
try.
I'm the Piper's dream.
You know what? Nice. They're lovely dreams.
I know. I bet there's lots of kids in your dreams. We get our ideas from the original role play base where the characters, one stays in her mind and one stays in my mind, and we just put them in dress up with them, Barbie dress up, Ken, like two little Ken dolls. They get to be pilots today and doctors tomorrow, and lawyers and actors and farmers, and you know.
That's too cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, do you two work with an outline, the three of you, or do you just write it? Does it just flow?
Yeah. Not at all. I don't know the story. I find out like everybody else does. I start typing, and it comes. Get your minds out together, because I know where it just went. Anyway, but the ideas come to me is what I meant. And I can't plan it. If I plan it, I mess it up. I've tried that. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
We did more freestyle with Mitch, and that story just about kicked our butts. We need an outline, and the outline changes as you go, and we talk about it in great length because that's our favorite, because they kiss a lot. And then the outline comes together and it's used that way. Candy, do you outline?
No, I can't. I tried it once and I thought I was going to go mentally insane. I just can't do it. I have to. It's funny because it's where I get my stories from when I'm in the shower. Don't ask me why. It just happens. All of a sudden,
okay,
I get a title, and then it just blows. Well, thank you for the mic.
You know,
I don't know
how this
why.
I'm going to go in the shower.
Okay,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know why, you know, or dreams. I had this, it's been about 8 years ago. But I dreamt about this one vampire novel that I actually wrote, and it just felt so real. I woke up looking at my foot, you know, because in my dream I was bitten on my foot, and I'm like, there was nothing there, thank goodness. But so that's another way.
That would be cool.
Yes and no.
You know, it's interesting that you picked the foot to bite, because I could think of about a million other things to bite that might be more intriguing. The foot is
it was kind of challenging.
Well, for us, I think the great thing for us is that we have each other. So, you know, I say that we outline, and we absolutely outline, but we talk about it in great length with every change of the outline. You know, so I don't know if we follow the conversation or if we follow the outline more, but, you know, we're also getting older, so it's hard to remember everything we talk about.
Not you.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's not written down, forget it.
I wish I had that. I wish I had somebody to run it by. And I, you know, I mean, I have a, you know, a few readers that I really trust a lot. And, you know, I can run something by them, but it's, as far as coming from a writer trying to do it, I wish I had another writer to do that with, and I don't. So I just have to go, oh, please let this work, you know, and try it, you know, 10 times and, you know, eventually maybe make it work, you know, until I get fed up and say, okay, this has got to work now, you know, but I love that about y'all, you know, because y'all do get to do that. I mean, that's got to be the best feeling, you know, to be able to work it out like that and plot it out and lay it down exactly how you want to do it. And that's probably one of the reasons why I can't outline, you know, because,
yeah,
you know, I have these men in my head, you know, that run around and they all want their turn, and, you know, I can't talk to them about it because they're all greedy, you know, and so it's a, you know, I mean, I really do wish I had that, you know, had something like that to work with. It's a little tough doing it by myself, you know. Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah. I'll agree with that because they all want to talk at the same time. That's the problem I get. And with me, I don't just write one book at a time. I'm writing numerous books at a time. I literally have 14 books coming out next year. So if you can imagine all these little humans and non-humans screaming at me all the time.
Oh, my God.
So,
14
you
books.
You have a prescription for Valium, right? Like you need one if you don't.
I definitely need publishing companies. Plus, I'm an indie author, so yeah, I got a lot going on. But you know what? I would not change it for the world.
No.
How long are you?
I'm sorry. What?
What's the word count on your book?
Word count is not that long. Some of them are. Excuse me. I'm writing actually a series of novelettes. It's like an apocalyptic scenario, and most of them range, you know, between 12,000 words and 40,000 words. So it's rare when I actually go over 45,000 words. For some reason I have found that writing any more than that, it's not only a struggle for me, but it's frustrating. It's just too much for my brain to handle, because once I hit that 40,000 word mark, all of a sudden my body says, you're done, move on to the next one.
Our books tend to be longer. We hit that 100,000 mark on.
Oh my goodness.
My books, but we, even if you do that, we don't put out a quarter of what you put out a year. That's amazing.
This is amazing. This will be the first year I've done this. So, and I have everything all planned out with these publishers, you know, when they're coming out. And it's funny because, to tell you the truth, some of them, they're already done. One was actually with a previous publisher, and it's completely done, edited, you name it. Right now it's with the cover artist, and she will be formatting it as well. So I feel blessed that's already done, but it didn't do well with the last publisher, but Crushing Hearts and Black Butterfly Publishing is taking it on, and it's coming out February.
What?
So yeah, it's called the Psychic Series. It's a fictional book about a woman who solves mysteries using her psychic abilities. So it will be cool.
Have you written any mail now? Candy, have you written any mail?
I have not, and I've been really, matter of fact, Piper and I have gone back and forth with that. I've been wanting to. I have the desire to, and it's funny because the more I read Piper's work and then, you know, like talk to her and talk to some other people that, that right male. I'm like, you know, I really want to. I just haven't sat down and done it yet. You know, my forte is horror and paranormal. So I don't know how I would work that into it. It's funny because I actually started a vampire book that will be female. So I just don't know how it's going to turn out. I think I have like the first three pages written, and I'm like, okay, do I like this? Do I not? I might run it past Piper or you, and let me know if I'm on the right track. I'm not sure.
Right. I tell you what, it's an up-and-coming genre. I mean, it's in demand right now. So I think it would be great if you did that.
I think, yeah. The characters that we have in our head, that one and I have another, they're vampires. And so when we play dress-up with them, they dress up as humans. So we love vampires.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's the truth. Yeah.
They are vampires, so that's hot. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's,
I always
that's
said
kind
I
of,
want it right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know there's a market for it. And what you ladies write, excuse me, there is a, one thing I'm noticing is there's a huge following. How do you ladies market your works? Like, where do you market? And then I want to talk about your covers after that because I'm blown away. So let's talk about marketing.
Okay, too far.
Go ahead.
Piper, go ahead.
For me, a lot of hours spent on, on social media. You know, Facebook is a good place, and so is Google, and that's what works for me. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's very hard. It's for me. It's hard to market it. You know, because people have to, they don't want to, some people don't. I mean, it's coming around now, but, I mean, I go with the gay review sites and, basically Facebook is my main thing.
For us, we have a strong business model, a business plan for marketing, and we try to follow it. We don't write ahead, or if we have written ahead, everything stops during a book release. And we do very large blog tours, and we target every size blog there are. I mean, just everything.
And genre.
We don't stick to gay fiction or any of that stuff. We do a lot of social media. We have a street team, and we have friends online that are the most incredible group of people that you'll ever meet. I think we're the most fortunate people on the planet to know these women and men, because more and more men are coming into our circle, and they push it. But we also spend a lot of money on ads. We run a lot of advertising and ads. We do that a lot too. So between the course of all that, we follow it every single time, and it's a lot of work. You can't write and do that kind of marketing because it's a full-time job.
No, you can't.
No.
I agree. Marketing is
like the best, fan base, so to speak. You have a very dedicated team, and that. It's not even the team, they're more like friends, and they love y'all. They just love y'all. I'm tired of it, because I love y'all, it's just awesome. And then the same thing with mine, I have this group of, it started out as ladies, and, the men come into it also. And, it's just amazing, I think there is a lot of potential there through the, when you email, the email stuff, you know, when you email out,
yeah,
and you Twitter and all that, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm,
there's a lot there also as far as marketing.
But, yeah,
oh, what, exactly. Well, you know, it's funny. I actually, one of the owners of this particular radio show, Marcia Cook, she's an amazing author in her own right and screenwriter. And she said, you know, because that's what I do for people. I've been marketing and doing all for free, and I have a blog, and I mean, I get like thousands of views on it. And she goes, you know, you really should just market. So that's what I do. I social media help authors, you know, market their work. And because I have, you know, 19,000 followers on Twitter, and my other
wow
social media sites are growing, and I only charge $50 a month, and it's working for her. Because I've worked with her and then two other authors at the same time. And, you know, I think the whole key is get your name out there, you know. And that's really what I push for. And I think that
yeah
you guys do too. You know, just once people see your name, Piper, I think somebody on our page said that if they see it, what, 6 or 7 times, then it sticks?
Well, 7 actually. Once they see it 7 times, then they're more likely to go, you know, go click there and, you know, see what's going on and say, okay, you know, I've seen it 3 times, you know, I need to go see what's going on, you know, and that
helps
a lot. But see, as an author, you hate doing that, you know. I mean, you feel like you're spamming everybody.
I do that too. It's the laws of branding, and it's seven views. And I believe in that theory. I sold advertising for many years for a newspaper, and branding is the best possible way to get your name out there. It's not just book comes out, but you need to do it all day, every day, 6 times a day, and promote your stuff. You can talk in the middle of it, but you'll hit all those Twitter people, and Twitter's, you know, critical with that because Facebook changes their home pages up where it isolates what you see. But Twitter, you will stay in front of millions of people by just scheduling your post 6 times a day. Yeah, it's 7.
Yeah.
That was good. I'll interrupt.
Yeah.
I find that Twitter is a better platform for authors. My opinion, it's just what I've seen, what I've experienced, than Facebook. I mean, because now Facebook has changed so much, you know, with what they, like you said before, what they see, how they see it, and then who, you know, because when we post something, how many hits do we actually get? We really don't know, unless you pay for it.
I think that Twitter also, there seems to be very little crossover between Facebook and Twitter, and between Twitter, Facebook, and Goodreads. So you kind of have to make sure that you have your platform available to all of those, Google and Tumblr too.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see with Twitter is it's more of a progressive, younger audience in there.
Yeah.
Facebook was the first one that drew in us older people and taught us that the Internet wasn't bad, and we're stuck there. But Twitter is, we don't get near as much hate.
Mm-hmm.
And if
yes
we do an ad on Facebook and it goes out, we're guaranteed to get some sort of hate in that post, but never on Twitter. It's just a more progressive user.
Right.
I agree. And I like Google Plus too, and LinkedIn. I've really gotten into both of those social media sites as well.
I've just started getting into that.
Yeah. My both my pages are growing quite rapidly, you know, because I've been doing a lot of social media promoting and promotion and including others' posts. It's all a learning curve.
It is a learning curve. You know what's been good for us too is my writing partner is trying to show me her breast right now.
Can we see?
Come on now, where's the picture shot? come on, scaring is caring.
I'll snap the picture and text it to y'all later. Tumblr is going to be good for us too. So if y'all aren't doing Tumblr, you should do Tumblr. And Pinterest
yes
is real good.
Yes, I also do Tumblr. Yeah.
See, I'm not on either of those because I'm scared I can't keep up with it anymore. You know, I mean,
Tumblr is a little harder, I found personally.
Oh,
you know, to really dig in and get going.
Technology
it, just, it takes
hates
a while.
Me, right? Technology hates me. So I have issues. I mean, I have issues with all of it. You know, it just doesn't like me. So I thought, that's all I need is one more thing to give me a heart attack, you know. So I've stayed away from the other. I mean, I have the LinkedIn and the Google+, Facebook and Twitter. And I'm scared to go anywhere else.
Well, I didn't want to tell you, Piper, that I did get the email from Facebook saying we don't like Piper K.
Oh, did you really? Damn.
Oh, Piper, we love you. We do. Okay, now I would love to talk about your covers. All of your covers, because they are absolutely fantastic. And of course, Piper has her own group on Facebook, which is Hot, Hot, Hot. And the pictures are even hotter. So why don't we talk about how your covers came along? Because they are magnificent, ladies.
With Twitter comes a lot of adult industry workers.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, the first one, you know, with the Perfect Passion, it was a stock photo. I just liked it and got it. With Paces Fashion was actually a friend of the lady that makes the covers. His name is Justin. He's a model. And, you know, so I talked to him. I think we were probably drunk at a Facebook party or something. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we were talking, and he thought he had interrupted me, and he sent me a message and said, I'm so sorry if I interrupted and all that. I was like, we could chill out, dude. You know, if you did not interrupt me or, you know, go out of line or anything like that. I was like, so anyway, you know, what would you think about a cover? And that's how that one started. Now with the Invicta series, that was something I had back in my head. You know, it's been right out of a year, maybe a little bit longer than a year. And it was just, you know, I just found out who to contact and contacted them, and that they were the easiest going people ever. And same with Sanctuary. You know, I mean, nicest people. I mean, the very nicest people you could meet. And then you'll just have to wait for the one in December, you know, because that one I Skyped with the other night for like an hour. And just down to earth, you know, just a really good person. So it's just, I don't know. I just have really good taste is what it is. You know.
Yes, you do.
That's it. You know, I just have really good taste. You know, now when it comes to marriages and all that, we won't even talk about that. But one thing I'm certain of is that I have good taste in the looks department. As far as when I look at somebody, you know, I can look and say, okay, I'm drooling now, so that's a good sign. You know, but you know, I mean, I don't know. I just got very lucky is all, really. I mean, that's how it is. I just happened to catch the right people at the right time, and, you know, they've been great about it. And they also set a standard, you know, that I'll probably never go back to a stock model. Not that they're not gorgeous either, but, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, it was kind of like a double whammy with myself. You know, it's like, hey, I want to cover, you know, and so we'll see what it takes to get it, you know, and then once I got it, it was like, okay, you ruined me, because now I can't go back to the other ones that were a little bit cheaper, and, you know, I just kind of screwed myself, basically.
Yeah, but you know what? They're so eye-catching, and I got to tell you, girl, I do drool. They are just, yummy,
well,
yummy.
I have my Molly that did the Passion series, you know, on the covers, and she's, there's not anything the woman can't do. And, you know, I mean, she writes. She's got a movie thing, you know, movie coming out behind her books and all that. And then I have another lady named Carrie Cax that that this poor woman, she's my go-to girl on everything. But, I mean, she tolerates me, and she can make some really good covers. I mean, she's awesome at it. So, I just happened to run into the right people at the right time. And
that's
have
great.
Really good taste.
Got to add that in. That's really good taste. You do. I got to tell you, you do. Now, Kendall, what about your covers?
Our covers, well, you know, Trevor lives next door to Piper, and Mitch lives
right.
next door to me. Okay, no, that's not it at all. Yeah, have you seen the Full Disclosure cover?
Yeah,
Candy.
You know what? I'm not sure. Let me look it up on Amazon. Hang on.
It's the one that on your video, this latest one that you did.
Yes,
or
yes,
whatever
that one I have. Yes.
The one with the tattoos
it's
and the tattoos.
Oh,
well,
yes.
He is not real. No, he's not a real guy. And our
your
cover
me.
Design is Reese Johnson. And
she's amazing.
And I want to say her name one more time because people need her. Her name is Reese Dante. And you can email her at reese@reesedante.com. And she created him. His head is not that. The tattoos aren't there. His whole thing is just not. She just put several different people together, and you can't tell. He looks like he's one person. And so many times in those covers, when you do that, you can tell the head's not real, or you can tell the lips were drawn, or something like that. And you just can't with that cover at all.
No,
it's a nice
little
cover.
Work.
Very nice. Yes, she's amazing.
With the double full one, where Trevor Adams was Playgirl 2012, and he was DNA. Something. I mean, he's very well known, but he was standing there in pair of gym shorts, and she put the football in his hand, and she put the uniform on his body, and she just did the whole thing. She's amazing. And
wow.
And we always have the guys, you know, up in the corners somewhere, hidden in the clouds, kissing because we like that, and. You know, some people don't even notice them until they start really looking up inside there.
Well, I mean, she does
so cool.
amazing work. I mean, I love her covers.
Yeah,
and
she's
I'm
amazing.
I'm lucky enough to live next door, you know.
Yeah.
She's
amazing, and she's not super expensive. She's affordable. I just can't say enough about her at all.
Oh, wonderful. Good. I love those covers. They're amazing. Now, how did you ladies come up with the titles of your books?
Go ahead.
Mm. I think probably just like Piper and you, Candy, they just come as you write the story.
Mm-hmm.
Once the story...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Double Full is a cheerleading move, and the guy's a cheerleader. In there, and Full Disclosure, you know, just Texas Pride, it just, you know, same, it just comes as you write the story. Not, for us, it doesn't come before.
No.
Yeah, and you know, we have a book on sale right now that has a small little bit of politics in it, so we decided since Texas, and there's no one on the ballot we really want to vote for except for Go Wendy Davis. We decided to put him on sale because we wanted him to be able to run for office. That was our way to get him in there. But always came before because we wanted those guys to be together always.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That book made me cry.
Wonderful.
Several times.
We hear that a lot. It made me cry today. I did. I cried over. I haven't even told my writing partner. I cried over that book whenever I was posting it in a couple of groups.
that it was up for sale, and I cried, and I had to walk away from the computer. Isn't that dumb? That's the dumbest thing ever.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I cried on page one. Come on now. And I'm not a crier. I mean, and I was just like, you know, bawling. And I don't even know what the story's about yet. You know, so, I mean, God, I was just totally wussed out there. You know, I was like, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be manly. Right now, as a man.
You know?
And, I mean, that one blew me away.
We were so worried about how that was going to be received. But when we were writing that, especially that last part,
yeah.
I looked at my computer, and I had boxes of tissue, and tears were just falling. You know, it's very personal to me, and Piper knows why. And it's very personal to me. And the tears were just falling. I'd have to get up and wash my face. And then I would call my writing partner, and she'd be over there crying and crying because it's very personal to her, too. And it was a very tough time. If we didn't get on antidepressants during that, I think we're mentally sound or not. We're totally not mentally sound, one or the other.
Now, what are you working on now, all of you?
Go ahead, Piper.
Well, for me, I'm still writing the one that's coming out in a month. I'm still finishing it. But that's just how I do it. I mean, I do it and I'll have it ready, like, you know, five or so, maybe a week before it's ready to go. But I do the pressure thing. You know, I mean, I can just zone in and have to do it. Of course, I'm freaking out the whole time, you know, but I have the final Passions book coming out in December, and then, you know, then I have more of the adventure stories coming out, you know, in springtime. And then summertime, I'm going to try something a little different and, you know, with a new series. So, you know, it's completely new, and I hope it works. So that's my game plan. You know, I may do a box set or something in between there. No, I won't. I promise I would not do any more because I panic too much then. You know, I get too much on my plate and I can't handle it. So, you know, my poor little group, you know, they have to, like, talk me down off the ledge. You know, they're like, calm down, Piper, calm down, calm down. You know, you can do this, you can do this. I'm like, okay, yay for y'all. And, you know, I just get overloaded, you know. I overload myself, and I can't keep that pace. You know, it's just too much.
Right.
It's too hard to keep up like that. So, you know, the two main things are, you know, the last session book and the next Invicta book, and then the summertime one is going off a whole different direction. So, you know, I'll deal with that, you know, as it gets closer to time.
That's good. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, wonderful.
And Candy, you're working on 14 books.
Well, it's funny because I have a 4-book series coming out with Crushing Hearts and, you know, them, and it's a 4-book series, and I'm actually finished with them. I finished earlier this year, and so those are done, and then I have a 3-book series. I barely even have the first book done. So, but yeah, I do have all of these. You know, the best part is they're short, most of them, you know. So I think that's what's saving me, because otherwise I think I would be in a mental hospital.
Wouldn't
be able to function, because I would, you know. I mean, as it is, I do worry, you know, about my my books and, you know, what I'm doing and all that. So, yeah, it can be a struggle. Now, I have another good question for you guys. And while I ask this question, I got to call in using a different line because it's telling me my Skype credit is almost done with.
Okay.
What has been your toughest criticism given to you as an author? And what is your best compliment?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the criticism is always easier than the compliment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What are yours, Piper?
That's what I'm thinking right now. Well, the best compliment, there's been so many, I don't know. You know, my worst criticism is, well, there really have, you know, because people are so supportive in this, I didn't mean that sounded conceited, but I mean, there's just, you know, they're so supportive in the genre, you know, I mean, and they have nothing but good things to say. As far as the hardest one.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Editing, maybe. I mean, I could go into some really bad details right here, but I won't. It had to do with the review that I had gotten once that's been removed from Goodreads, and, you know, it wasn't very nice, and he didn't like the way I wrote, you know, which is fine, you know, because people are going to like things, they're not going to like it, but I think, you know, if I had to go with my, you know, my...
It won't work.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
But as far as...
I was trying to call in with another phone, and it won't let me, and it's going to actually kill me off. I did not.
Oh,
yeah. I apologize, lady.
Wait, Kendall.
I might have to cut this show short because my stupid Skype is and it's asking me for another card, and of course my card is the first that I got.
It's okay.
Card.
Don't
so
worry.
I have to do the whole thing over again.
Kendall.
Yeah, why don't you tell everybody quickly where you guys can be found before it totally kills us off?
Well, we can be found on anywhere under Kindle Alexander, and you spell that like the Amazon Kindle, although we had it first. And it's KINDLE Alexander.com or on, you know, anywhere is Kindle Alexander.
Easiest for me is... to go to the website, which is piperkauthor.com, you know, and all my other links are there.
Candy, thank you for having us today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry for your Skype problems. If you'll read off your credit card to us, I promise we won't copy it down.
No, not at all.
Did she leave us?
I think she did.
We lost her. Piper?
She did. I'm here.
Yeah.